96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The gun deer hunt ended on Sunday, and preliminary figures from the DNR show that license sales and harvest rates are down slightly compared to last year. Sales for deer hunting privileges have reached over 790,000. Roughly 70% of those were for gun privileges. The remaining 30% included archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses. Hunters registered over 180,000 deer during this year's gun deer season. Just over half, about 96,000, were antlerless. The rest, about 86,000, were antlered. This year's harvest total is down 0.8% statewide compared to last year. The number of antlerless deer harvested is down 2.6%. The antlerless harvest is up 0.9%.
But again, that's coming off of last year where we had 13 deer management units that had record buck harvests in 2024. So not a big surprise there. And the good news is that the antlerless harvest is actually up 1% from last year.
That's DNR deer specialist Jeff Pritzel. The regular gun deer season ran from November 22nd through November 30th. We're now in the statewide muzzleloader season, which runs through December 10th. The statewide antlerless-only four-day hunt is December 11th through December 14th, and the antlerless-only holiday hunt in select farmland zone counties runs December 24th through January 1st. More preliminary harvest registration totals are on the DNR website. Wisconsin is turning to a special three-judge system to handle two big court fights over the state's political maps. Each lawsuit will get its own three-judge panel, something lawmakers put into law more than 10 years ago but have never actually used. The panels will decide whether Wisconsin's congressional districts are too partisan or even unconstitutional. Their rulings could affect maps that now help give Republicans six of the state's eight seats in Congress. Any decision from the panels can still be appealed back to the state Supreme Court. Average gas prices fell 8.8 cents per gallon over the past week. The average across the state is $2.64 as of Monday. This is almost 11 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 12.5 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say downward pressure on gas prices should continue in the weeks ahead. Refinery maintenance is nearing completion and OPEC is increasing oil productions in December. A few dozen gas stations across the country are already offering gas under $2 per gallon, and officials say that the number could grow as the holiday season continues. This week marks the beginning of Shop Small Wisconsin season. For the fifth consecutive year, Governor Evers designates this month as a time to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration in 2025, small businesses comprised more than 99% of businesses in Wisconsin. They employ 1.2 million people in the state, nearly half of all Wisconsin workers. Two-thirds of every dollar you spend at a small business stays in the local community. The Nemecogon Trail Groomers are looking for volunteers to help with ski and snowmobile trail cleanup. The trails have been majorly affected by the snowstorm that happened last week, which dropped up to 18 inches of heavy and wet snow across the region. The Trail Groomers are looking for volunteers to help out this Saturday, December 6th. Helpers can meet at the groomer barn at the Nemecogon Town Hall at 9 a.m. Chainsaws, limbing saws, side-by-sides, ATVs, or snowmobiles are useful, but current efforts are moving pretty slow at about 1.5 miles per hour with over 100 miles of trail to cover. The severe trail damage across the Nemecogon area is creating major challenges for both snowmobile and ski clubs. The North End Ski Club says only two or three times in the club's 25-year history have they had this much snow. The storm loaded trees with wet and heavy snow, making trails impassable unless the trees are freed or cut. So far, 32 volunteer hours have cleared only about 3 kilometers of trail. The ski club says that this is an enormous and challenging project. If you are able to volunteer, you can contact NESC at checknet.net. Volunteers should plan to dress warm and prepare to get wet from the heavy snow. There will be a Red Cross blood drive at the Lacoutere Ojibwe School on December 10th. This is the last blood drive at the LCO Ojibwe School for the school year, and organizers are encouraging the community to donate. Every unit collected helps save lives and will also contribute funds toward the school's senior scholarship. The scholarship was awarded to Nicholas Trottershod last year, who now attends the University of Minnesota Duluth. As a part of the Red Cross's Give a Gift, Get a Gift program, donors who donate from December 8th through the 18th will receive a $15 Amazon gift card. To schedule a blood donation, visit redcrossblood.org. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won five in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sunday, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny but cold today. We're going to start in the teens this morning. We're going to drop down to around 5 to 8 degrees by later this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy and very cold, 10 to 15 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.